Hi, Isaac. You all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Have you cooled down from the stage?
Yeah, absolutely. But I got to say, like, the content stuff, I was a little bit more sweaty than on the stage, actually, because I was running for some reason.
Because when we see the rehearsal clip, you are surrounded by fire, and it looks boiling hot. I couldn't stand it.
It is. But, you know, I think it's okay, because it's not for a long time in the fire.
Well, it seems to be when you're watching
It's a minute and 30 or something.
I hope all safety procedures are in place. There's no risk to your life or your hair.
It's all safe.
Excellent. Isaac, we're going to find out all about you, all about Germany, all about Always on the Run. This is the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So the staging, Isaac, how long has that been in the works?
They had a lot of options for me. Marvin is doing like the creative director stuff, and he was like, we could do it like that or this or that or this, and I was like, no, and that was the first date, actually. And
second time
we met, he had some other ideas, and then it was like a little bit more yeses from me, and that's how we slowly got into the right direction. And I think we had maybe 4 or 5 meetings until we had like not the whole idea, not every detail, but like the right direction we all want to go.
It's giving moody, it's giving industrial dystopia, it's giving like the remains of a barbecue.
Somehow. that's so true. And all of us, we were like very excited what it's going to look like today.
Atmospheric.
Yeah.
How did it feel doing your first rehearsal?
It was crazy good. It was a lot of fun. And it felt like home a little bit. I was so excited.
One of the Eurovision team, I bumped into him in the corridor and he had this big smile on his face. And I said to him, why are you so happy? He's like, I've just been in Isaac's sound check. His voice is unreal. And I was like, I wasn't expecting him to say that. You know, I thought he'd like had a good dinner or a good lunch or, you know, whatever. But it was like his voice made him like have all these feels.
Oh, wow.
The voice is your powerhouse, right?
At some point when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, I can't really tell, I recorded my vocals for the first time. And I listened to it and I was like, this is terrible. This is like very terrible.
So you didn't like it?
I didn't like it. And it took me years. But then I started to always record my vocals and not only record them, but also listen to them. That was the reason why I got better and better, because I just hated how I sounded.
So you got better because you didn't like it?
Yeah.
That's a strange way of working it around. That shouldn't make sense.
It works. It really works.
Do any of your closest friends, family, partner ever tell you that you sing too much?
No. Because usually they tell me that I should sing more. Because, you know, I quit at school when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And from then on, music has been my job. And I was happy anytime when I got invited to some parties or to a wedding or to a birthday or whatever. I've always been grateful for not have to sing at this party. I was like, for example, at weddings from friends, a lot of people ask me, and I've always been like, okay, ask me during the what's the name of it? Like
the ceremony?
The ceremony, right? Let me sing during the ceremony because I've heard like thousands of ceremonies of weddings. That has been my job for years. and I don't have to listen to that because it's always the same. It's always the same. And I kind of lost the connection to the emotional part of the ceremony because
so you were doing weddings
my whole life
and then when your friends tell you
let me sing here because so I don't have to listen to that, but as soon as the party begins, just let me drink.
I get you.
That's the deal I have with my friends.
What have you got in your hand? Because it's kind of interesting.
It is a nose flute.
I've never heard of a nose flute.
It's
ever.
A crazy good instrument.
Okay. I presume you play it with your nose, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Give us a little demonstration how it sounds.
You have a wish, like a song wish.
Why don't we do Tattoo by Loreen?
Tattoo. Let's do Euphoria by
Do
Loreen.
Euphoria, okay. Yeah, okay.
I just do the chorus. It's
that's all through the nose.
Yeah.
That's your special talent, right?
It's my special. I have a lot of special talents, but that's one of them.
What, does that go everywhere with you?
Yeah, I mean, we brought 90 nose flutes to Malmö.
This is your...
And you can have one if you want.
I'd love a nose flute.
Yeah, you have to learn it. And you got to send me a video where you practice it.
Well, 36 of them, I assume, are going to all the other countries, right?
Yeah,
just leave it as a little gift outside
absolutely.
Their dressing room.
But not only as a gift, I also want them to play their song on their nose flute.
The nose flute Eurovision Orchestra.
They have to learn their song.
Well, the guy from La Deniva, Armenia, he plays loads of instruments. So he plays like trumpet and stuff.
So maybe he can play the nose flute.
So he would definitely be up for that, without a doubt.
You know, my TV promoter from Universal, he told me he was playing saxophone, but he wasn't able to play the nose flute.
So it's harder than it looks.
I wouldn't say it's harder than playing saxophone,
but he couldn't do it.
But you have to realize how to do it at first, and as long as you realize that, it's quite easy to play.
I want to do quick fire German quiz with you. Well, not quiz, but just quick fire German questions. All right. Mm-hmm. Where is the best Christmas market in Germany?
The best Christmas market in Germany is in, I'd say, Nuremberg.
So everybody this Christmas, that's where they go. Not Cologne, not Hamburg, not Berlin, Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
Yeah. Excellent. Why is it the best?
I don't know, because the city is like very beautiful. Okay. And it's just the vibe. I don't know. I can't really...
Travel tips with Isaac.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest or a visit to the Strandbar in summer?
Strandbar.
Nice. Where do you go?
There's like a small place in Minden. It's my hometown. I don't know what the name of it is, but I kind of like it. It's at the river in Germany. We have the Weser. And you just sit there. And when the weather is beautiful, it's just nice to sit there.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Favorite band of all time?
Favorite band of all time is Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Did you hear that he quit it?
Yeah, because it was just him by the end of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the drummer was the same, I think, or was it the guitar player? It was two of them, but he just quit it because he is father, and he said he'll just quit his music career for as long as it's necessary. He doesn't know by now if he'll come back. I hope so.
Another incredible vocalist as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's almost theatrical, his voice, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, but also like is everything about that band. I love listening to his albums because when you can't just listen to one song of him. You have to listen to this whole concept because I can relate to his ADHD. You know, when you listen to the album, you hear ADHD, absolutely. It's like there's a lot of fun and then it's very depressing. And then it's a lot of fun and then it's like, I don't know. It's like very, very good. I think nearly everything about that band is like totally perfect.
Lord of the Lost or Malik Harris?
I go with Malik Harris.
I've met him a couple of times. He is such a nice guy.
Yeah, I can tell. But you know, I'm also like Lord of the Lost. I think they are very nice guys. But I grew up with, I had my face when I was like when I was maybe 13, 14 years old, I've always been listening to new metal, metal, hard rock, stuff like that. And then my older brother got to know that music genre, and he started only listening to that. And when you have a brother who's only listening to your band, that kind of, yeah.
It's unfair.
I can't listen to Billy Talent anymore, because he didn't just listen to them. He studied them. He knew everything about them.
But you were there first. You can always have that.
I was there first.
You were there first, you know?
Sure. So anyway, do you know Lamb of God?
Never heard of Lamb.
It's like
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, yeah.
No, I've never heard of Lamb of
God.
It's
like crazy, just growling. It's like
like Lord of the Lost in a way.
But it's like very scary and very, I don't know. And I can't relate to that music.
There's some screamo in this season because Bambi Thug, Doomsday
Blue.
I'm
a fan of screamo. There's a huge distance between screamo and growling.
Have you ever tried either of them? Sing when you've sung? When you were experimenting?
I tried when you were younger? Yeah, I tried to do a screamo. I did a cover of a song. It was The Pretty Reckless with Zombie. I'm not listening to you. I am wandering right through resistance. It was a quite cool song. It wasn't that famous, but she was screaming at one point. I think it was that song, and I tried to cover it. And I also tried to do the screamo part, but
but it didn't work.
At least I tried.
What is your earliest Eurovision memory?
Exactly 20 years ago, when Max Mutzke went to the Eurovision Song Contest.
So 20 years ago, 2004.
Yeah, just can't wait until tonight.
Yeah. Which you've covered.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes,
I've covered. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that is your earliest memory.
Yeah, that's my earliest memory, and I didn't even know that this was Eurovision Song Contest. I thought it was like the Germany Idol,
right? Like
the DSDS. That's what we call it in Germany.
Have you met him?
I met him. Yeah, twice. I met him twice.
And has he heard your cover?
I met him at the German final because he tried to do another entry this year.
But you beat him this year.
Yeah,
you're here.
Yeah,
that's why. Here. That's kind of nice. And what's your favorite winner?
It's kind of usual. I already heard that a lot of people say that, but my favorite winner of all time is Duncan Lawrence.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tend to find most people say either at the moment they say Duncan, Måneskin, or Loreen.
I'm also a fan of Måneskin. And Måneskin is quite good. I tried to cover it, but Italian language is way too complicated for me. I tried, but I was like, no way.
Why don't you change the lyrics, make them German? Do a German language cover version.
I'm a little bit afraid of German lyrics.
Are you?
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian family, and we had a church with a lot of very old people, and there were like very cool Christian songs from Australia or from the States. We tried to establish them in the German church, and then some people were like, nobody can understand what you're singing about. We need to translate the songs in German. They did it, but they did it like the exact words. They just translated it directly into the German language, and it sounded very terrible. Like, there was no flow. There was no nothing.
No rhythm, no rhyme.
They didn't care about a phonetic. You know, I'm a huge fan of phonetic, and that's why I can't really relate to German music, except for I'm a huge fan of German rap, German hip-hop music. But, you know, I think there's, like, a very deep fear of German music inside of me because of that childhood memory.
Maybe one day face your fear and do a song in German. Maybe.
But I don't think so. Maybe I'll be doing a rap career or something.
And finally, do you feel the weight of Germany's shoulders on you here at Eurovision? Do you feel the love from your country?
Yeah, I feel the love of my country. I feel a lot of emotions from my country, but I do feel love of my country.
You're proud to be here.
I'm very proud to be here.
And you're always on the run.
I'm always on the run.
There we go. Isaac, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck and have fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And please give me a nose flute.
You a nose flute. I promise.
And by the grand final, I'll have practiced something.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear something. I want you to play my song, Always on the Run, on the nose flute.
Okay.
Promise?
We'll do it. I'll do, without a doubt, I promise, handshake on it.
Okay,
now.
Perfect.
We got Thank it. You. We got it.
See you then.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Eden Galan, representing Israel. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are you enjoying Sweden?
Wow, honestly, it's been treating me really well. I'm enjoying my time here. I'm enjoying the experience, getting to know new people. It's really nice.
Have you been here before?
No, I haven't been here before.
First time?
First time.
First time for everything. You know, Here they do this thing called sauna, where they like get really, really hot in the sauna and then they jump into the sea and it's supposed to release all these endorphins.
Oh, I think they do it in like Russia as well. It's like a common thing.
Yeah,
I didn't know they do it here.
Estonia, Finland, any of these like cold countries.
Freezing countries. Yes, I've never done that and I will never do that.
But, and obviously because you live in Tel Aviv, you're hot all the time, so you don't really need to go into a sauna, right?
No, I love the heat, but I don't think I would put myself through extreme heat and cold. I would get sick.
Do you like the sun?
I love the sun. It's vitamin D. It's amazing. It's my energy.
So they find you on the beach of Tel Aviv.
Right now it's more like my house, like in the garden, if there's time, which doesn't really exist.
Well, you've been prepping for Eurovision. So
Allah.
Eurovision is life right now, right? It's just like
thinking
of the song every day. Like how many times have you sung Hurricane, do you think?
Too many times. I mean, there's never enough. I know the balance because sometimes you need to take a step back and like take a rest. Like once everything is good, if you start singing it over and over and over and over again, you just start getting where like there's the reverse effect. So you need to know the balance. I've been practicing a lot and I practice every day, but knowing to balance everything is also good.
What is your vocal warm-up? What's your secret to keeping these vocal cords safe?
Well, you just said it's a secret, so it's a secret. No, I'm kidding. There's really no secret. I've been practicing a lot and I have a vocal teacher, which I love her, and I'll be taking vocal lessons till the day I die because I always think there's room for improvement and space to grow. And I always find something I want to do better and do it in a different way and get a higher note or a longer, faster riff. There's always something I want to do. But it's just warming up really well, taking care of your voice. Vocal technique is essential. Without vocal technique,
it's
nothing. Yeah, it's nothing. And vocal health, which is everything around eating, not drinking anything that's bad for your voice.
No dairy, right? Isn't dairy bad for your voice?
Is that a myth? Everyone is different. For some people, it can be horrible. For some people, it can be very well. I try to stay away day of from any dairy. Although, like, I can, like, eat, like, I try to not drink milk or stuff like that to, like, not bring any mucus or you know whatever.
I get you.
Yeah, and like nuts, chocolate. I'm allergic to it anyways, but yeah.
Fine. Are you chatty as well? Are you a chatty person?
In the middle, before singing, I try to stay quiet.
Okay.
You need to take care of the voice. Vocal health. In the middle.
In the middle. Yeah. That's fine. Like Moldova's
entry. Depending on the mood.
In the middle. Depending on the mood. Yes. I get you. Who are some of your big influences musically? Who do you love listening to?
To be honest, there are many. I like to get inspiration and take things from different artists, different musicians, different people, and mix it up into something. But like there is several like main huge inspirations I have, which is, of course, Beyoncé, the one and only. Vocal technique, vocal stage presence, everything is on top and was always on top. And She's a diva. And vocal-wise, I look up to many singers. Ariana Grande, Jessie J, Tori Kelly has amazing technique, crazy technique. Yeba, crazy riffs. So there's, you know, from everyone, I take something that I like and try to... Everyone has different beautiful colors, which is amazing.
Have you seen the Renaissance movie? Beyoncé's Renaissance
movie. Oh, of course.
Isn't it amazing?
Do you know what happened to me in the movie?
No.
I was so excited. Like, I was super excited. My dream is to see Beyoncé live. And basically, you know, she has the get loose, the dance. I started dancing and I broke a nail.
In the cinema, watching it.
In the cinema. It started bleeding and I was like...
I don't care. Beyoncé is on.
Yeah. Literally.
What's been your career highlight so far, would you say?
This.
Yeah, I thought, I didn't want to assume.
No, I mean, look, there were several career highlights. I mean, as the time goes by, there's new things. If you look back, if I go back in time, there were different highlights. As I grow, I expect my career to grow and my path to grow and to have new highlights. A few months ago, I was on a show which brought me here. And winning that, it was the highlight for that time. It was something surreal and so, so, so heartwarming. And of course, right now, for this period of time, this is the highlight. What can be better?
What is some of your Eurovision memories? Obviously, the contest was in Tel Aviv 5 years ago, and that was a big moment.
Huge.
But what are some of your other kind of, who do you remember seeing on the Eurovision stage?
There are a few. Of course, if we go way back, Euphoria was one of like, the big ones. Then there was Conchita Wurst, and then I remember We Are the Heroes of the Time.
Sweden, Måns Zelmerlöw.
Oh wow! I remember I had a crush on him back then. I was a little, but yeah. Who else? Netta, one and only, of course. There's many entries that I remember. I can take an hour to list them all down.
Can you remember where you were when Netta won?
I'm pretty sure I was at home watching her on TV.
And then she wins, and I think it was that year, it was between her and Eleni Ferrero with Fuego. It was kind of... Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, both of them were great. Honestly, I'm obsessed. I forgot to say her name. Oh my God, Elena, she's a queen. She killed it. I love the song till this day. I feel like it's something that people sing and enjoy listening to. And her stage presence and performance, she lit the stage up on fire.
And the choreo.
Oh, wow, amazing. I know it.
In terms of your home life, you got any pets?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do you want to show me?
Do you want to start this conversation? Because it won't end if we start the conversation.
Let's go for it.
Pets.
Because I've been asking lots of this year's artists whether they have pets. And there
so
are lots.
So get ready to fall in love.
This is like the Eurovision Zoo, basically. There are so many animals that people have.
Get ready to fall in love.
Okay. That picture is... Is that a chihuahua?
Yes.
With his or her tongue out. His tongue out. So
yes.
What's,
he has no teeth. He's pretty old, but I want him to beat the Guinness World Record
for the
Chihuahua.
Oldest dog.
For the oldest Chihuahua. The oldest dog is in Chihuahua.
Okay.
Which is very surprising and good news for me because he's 15 at the moment and the record is 23, I think.
Okay.
And he will make it till 24.
So what's his name?
Leo.
Leo. So have you seen, I've got a dog, right? So I've got a poodle and on my Instagram... especially, the algorithm always does these pictures of like two poodles in baths and spas.
Oh my God. I get that
and
all the time.
Beds.
All the time.
And is that what you do for Leo? Does he have the best life?
Honestly, he's very braggy about it. He doesn't like being showered. He's like, he runs away. He wants a lot of attention, but as soon as you give it to him, he tries to like run away. He's weird, but I love him for that. That's just him.
Leo, you've had since a puppy?
Since he was a year.
Okay.
Yeah, a few, like, 8 months, 9 months. Yeah.
Is he going to be watching Mum on TV?
Oh, my God, yes.
Being held up to the screen.
Yes, I FaceTime him all the time. I miss him so much. No, he's my life.
Does he recognize you on FaceTime?
No. Which is so sad. I'm like, hey, I'm here, and he... No reaction, but it's fine. I forgive him.
What do your friends and family think of you coming to the Eurovision stage?
They are, especially my family, they're so proud of me. And they've been with me this entire journey of years and years of working hard and going towards my goals. And this is another beginning of something new. And they're so proud of me for where I've come. And they support me in everything I do, which is amazing because not everyone has that. And I take it really deep. I don't know. I hope I make them happy.
And what's next, do you think? Is there plans
what's
for like
next?
Album, EPs, tours?
Definitely. Like, I mean,
what's the dream?
I say I go with the flow. Definitely, there's plans. You never know what the result will be and what happens after. There's plans to releasing singles, my music, I write, produce, and everything. So working on that. But a lot is coming. A lot is coming. It's only the start here.
And this is a random question. What's the weirdest thing that you have in the studio? What's your weird ritual?
Oh, you know what's the weird? I have a studio at home.
Okay.
And I have like, do you know like the sound panels to like block sound? And basically on top of all of them, each one, I have like a small like toy.
Okay.
I don't know why, like a stuffed animal or something.
So you've like...
I'm surrounded by stuffed animals.
And Leo.
Yeah.
Does Leo have a little spot in the studio?
Not in the studio. He doesn't like it.
Too loud.
Yeah, too loud. No, to be honest, when I practice, sometimes like I bring him and then he falls asleep. Like, I don't know how. But then on other times, he just wants to run away.
It sounds like Leo has such a personality.
He has a personality. yeah.
Ed and Galan, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you so much.
The official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Thank you.